Today's episode of Dads in a Pod, with Mover and Wiseman, is brought to you by Little Black Label. For all of your custom announcement, invitation, and graphic design needs, visit Etsy.com/shop/littleblacklabel.
Episode 3 of Dads in a Pod. Today's topic is the pre-birthing buying guide. Yep. So my kid still has another couple weeks in the oven, and moving into a new apartment.
What's your kid's name again? Remind me. I tried to catch off guard. Maybe slip that one in there.
The trick. Yeah. So moving into a new apartment. We have a registry, not that we're really going to have a baby shower or anything, but it's more of just like things that we need to buy for ourselves.
Will you post the registry on the Dads in a Pod website?
Yeah,
so
we'll
that
post
everyone
it there.
Can, all our listeners can buy you things.
But an Amazon wish list, like a porn star.
Yeah.
So I have a list of, I have six things.
Sure.
I think there's a seventh thing that I want to add that I didn't prepare you on, and just to make you guys aware. So I give my questions to Matt beforehand, and he prepares a very detailed research answer to all.
Not so much, not so much.
And so I have a list of six. I want to add a seventh. So we're gonna go through the first one. These are, as I wrote down, the only six things I think you need for a newborn that you bring home from
six
the
things.
Hospital.
Only need six things. Fact.
But it's gonna be seven.
Okay.
Number one.
You only need seven things.
A stroller.
Okay.
I walk around Manhattan, and especially coming to the Upper West Side where you are, where I'll be in 2 weeks.
Yes.
I see everyone with the Upper Baby Vista.
Fact.
We went to the stroller store, which I'd love for them to be a sponsor. In Manalapan, if you're listening, you're going to be our next sponsor. So I hope you're excited. 10% off. Mention our name. Manalapan. So Upper Baby Vista, we've been sold on it.
Yeah.
There's two models of Upper Baby, Vista and Cruise.
Sure.
Cruise seems like...
For the heavier duty ones.
First of all, Cruise does not come with the bassinet.
Yeah, bassinet.
Which seems very uncomfortable, but does not come with the bassinet. So right off the bat, you need the bassinet. The Cruise doesn't even pay for itself. So the Vista comes with it. Cruise is
for suckers.
Number two, the Vista seems like it has 900 different configurations where you can throw two, sometimes three kids in one Vista, because you got the bassinet, you got the jumper seat, whatever you want to call it, and then you got the kid that's on the skateboard. Three kids right there, one stroller.
Vista is your one-stop shop
for
your heavy-duty stroller.
So I'm sold.
So
that's it. It's Vista or nothing.
It's, well,
if you don't get the Vista, it's basically like you might as well just get a stroller in Kmart, Macy's.
Like a Macy's stroller.
Just go right to Herald Square. Go right to the sale rack.
The Vista's right there. If you want to inspect it, take it out for a test drive. We could put you in it, push you around.
It even holds the dog. Like the dog even goes underneath.
It holds everything. If you're going to Central Park and you're having like a legitimate picnic, you could literally throw everything you need in that bottom. Strap everything you need. It's a monster. Everyone has it. If you don't have it, you're being kind of foolish.
So this thing basically lasts from when the kid's born until when the kid goes to college.
And through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Seems worth it.
So at the same time, though, I'm not even going to call it a downside, but it's a heavy-duty stroller. So if you want, like, a more on-the-go, lightweight stroller, you're going to want to get a second stroller. Right? So there's all these different classes of strollers. Well, there's all these different classes of strollers. You have different weight sizes, and you have your jogging strollers, and you have your, like... Did you only register for one stroller?
Well, I saw there was, like, the three-wheel jogging stroller.
Right, which is kind of like a more middle of the
road. I just assumed it was less expensive because it had one less wheel.
Yeah. I don't think that's how it works. They don't charge by the wheel. But, yeah, you... Listen, sometimes you're going to want to travel... with a stroller, and sometimes it just doesn't make sense
right.
to have a giant stroller
so
with
we,
you.
So when we went away on our baby moon...
Right, you brought a stroller
with you? Which
wasn't
a baby moon. Yeah, we did a test drive. On our baby moon that wasn't supposed to be a baby moon, but ended up being the baby moon, we went to South Korea and Japan. And when we were there, we saw these like crazy like strollers that... I guess both of us knew that like strollers can't go in the overhead. You always had to like leave it at the end of the jetway whenever you get onto the plane. And we saw these strollers that were like being wheeled down like the plane aisle and then just put right in the overhead and generally turned to each other like, we need that. Like that seems like Japan is ahead of their time. The stroller technology is sick here. Like we need this. We wrote down the brand. I don't even remember what it was.
There's yeah. one brand.
Not Bugaboo, but like something else.
There's one brand yeah. that is a fable.
There,
okay,
yeah. There's so, some that do more
yo-yo. So we went to this store and we were thank you. So we went to the store and we were like, we want the yo-yo. And she showed us the yo-yo and we were like, how did you get this? Like, this is a special order from Japan. Like, this is amazing. And she's like, no, this is actually pretty standard. And also, it does way less than the Upa Baby, and it's a little bit more money. So how much traveling are you doing? Because it's probably not worth it. So.
Well, You're gonna want.
It doesn't just mean airplane travel.
Not just airplane travel, but you know, you are gonna eventually travel with your kid. You're gonna go away for a weekend. Right?
Well, I heard there's something called like an umbrella stroller.
Right, and that's a lightweight stroller.
What is that?
It's something that's a fraction of the size of this, and when your kid's older, not college age, but you know. 9 to whatever, it's six plus months, right? You're not going to want to lug this giant stroller around necessarily. You're just running to the park really quick. You don't have too much shit. And you just want a lightweight stroller. You don't want to carry this 25-pound stroller with all the gadgets. All right, I'm getting grilled over here.
Stat corrections. So the other stroller I really wanted before we even had a kid.
Sure, I know where you're going.
Four Moms, which I saw it online, like all my nerd blogs. It was like the Tesla of strollers. It like you hit a button and like it folds into itself, battery operated. It charges your iPhone. It does this thing where like as the wheels move, it also charges the battery inside the stroller. Speedometer, odometer, gas meter, you name it. This thing had it. LCD screen, the works.
Yeah.
Went to the store, checked it out. Seems not as cool.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed because I really wanted it.
Listen, there's probably a market for it, and that market is probably more dads. And guess who's making all the buying decisions when you're buying all your shit for the baby? It's
the
moms.
Grandparents that are buying the stroller for you.
They're the ones that pay for it, sure. But I'll tell you who's driving the decision as to what the stroller is, and that's the moms.
I gotcha.
And when other moms like one stroller, that's what all the moms buy.
Okay, so
and that's the Upa Baby Vista.
So second on my buying guide was car seat.
Sure. You need a car seat because when you leave the hospital, it's an absolute requirement.
Yep. So I learned that.
Yeah, sure.
Which I just assumed we can just hop in a cab.
Right.
Or like Uber has like the Uber car seat. Apparently, when you leave the hospital, they make you get a car, which, I mean, we live in New York City. Like, this doesn't seem possible.
So
like,
I don't.
Can I just walk home with the baby?
So if you live close enough to the hospital, sure, you can stroller your baby out. That's not a big deal.
Okay.
I don't think they actually went and checked the car seat in our car, but they did ask us, oh, are you getting picked up? Is there a car seat in there? Uh-huh. And they'd be like, yeah, like our parents installed it. Sure. But it's a requirement. I didn't know either. Listen, I said some crazy things like, oh, can't we just put this baby in a car? We'll just hold the baby. And I was told, like,
just put it on the
what
roof.
Is wrong with you?
Just put it right on the roof or in the trunk. It'll be fine. It's just like bassinets. Big bassinet.
Just tie it to the roof with all the bikes.
So now, and this is actually something that you just learned talking prior to the pod. Car seat only lasts 9 months.
Every car seat's different. Every car seat's different.
I wrote down as a joke, seems like a waste of money. Kid can walk by then. Thoughts? Your thoughts are, your mind is basically blown that after 9 months, the car seat that I'm looking at right now is useless.
There are some car seats that grow with the kid.
No,
so they,
not infant car
seat. Oh my God.
Fact
She's
checks.
Still talking during the pod. She's still talking during
That's
the pod.
That's the point.
This
Kate.
Is dad's in a pod, not mom's in a pod. Okay? You can start your own pod.
Go talk to Upper East Side Mamas.
Yeah.
So, car seat.
So there are many car seats out there, right? There are infant car seats and car seats that grow with the child, right? Car seats that will kind of expand. I am now learning from your oh my God, I'm going to strangle you. I'm now learning from looking at this car seat, because you brought this up, that this thing is good till she's about 30 pounds. Now, we just went to the doctor for her 9-month checkup, and she's pushing 20. So we're good for probably a few more months, right. I think.
Right. 10 but.
All right, I know she ate an avocado.
Now, here's my question. So, car seat, call it like $300, $200, $300.
Sure.
Okay. Kid is under 9 months, so it's probably going to diarrhea, vomit, all over this thing.
So, yeah, she...
None of these things go in the dishwasher or the washing machine.
No, you could definitely... I have, actually, when we were in Maine, I think she had an explosion all over the car seat. You could, the fabric part comes off, and that's machine washable, totally.
Okay. Now, this thing, you just bring it into a cab, an Uber?
We haven't done it in a yellow cab, but Ubers, yeah. Ubers, any car after we got the car seat that has the latches, basically like a buckle, and any car, I think, made after 2000 or 2001 has these latches. It's like some legal regulation with automobiles made in the, or all automobiles
sold in
the
U.S. Cabs get annoyed? Or like, if you want to an Uber and they see, like, if I walked into an Uber, like, when I was dropping your dog off a few months ago,
sure,
I ordered one Uber and they looked at me with the dog and they just, like, waved their finger and they were like, no, and they drove away and they canceled the trip. When they see you with the baby, are they like, I really don't want this? Or are they sort of like, oh, this is great because it's going to take this guy 5 extra minutes to get in and out of the car. I can start the meter.
They have, no one's shown any opposition.
And do they start the meter when you get in?
How do you know when they start the Uber meter?
Like, if you see him swipe his finger.
Kate's saying they wait till I install. I'm pretty efficient about it. I'm very quick with this thing. I'm in and out of installing within 30 seconds.
So Uber car seat, you don't need to order until the kid's, like, older, and then the car seat's already in there.
No.
With this, you get a regular Uber, and the guy is, like, understanding.
No. So Uber car seat is just an Uber guy that's also signed up for Uber car seat, and the car seat's in the trunk, and he shows up and will install it. As if he just pulls it out of the trunk and says, "Oh, guess what? I'm also Uber car seat because I got a car seat in my trunk.
Also, I'm Lyft and Via."
Yeah. exactly. But it's
Also, tips accepted.
It was a shitty. It was a shitty car seat for 1 year olds.
What happens if a kid shits in his car seat?
Then that's his problem. I don't know.
No, because if you like vomit in a regular Uber, it's like a $250 charge. I don't know this. I've just heard from experience that like it's $250 flat rate. That's like the guy almost wants you to
maybe,
throw up in his car.
Listen, maybe Uber as if you sign up for Uber car seat, maybe you're getting like some extra insurance against like poopy okay. in the car seat.
So, third item, crib.
Yeah, which you need a crib, but not necessarily right away.
Well, so what?
So,
because I wrote down, crib seems to last about 5 years since it converts to a bed.
Some do. And ours does, if you get the converter set. Yes. Fact. Okay. We're still using ours as a crib.
What do you do if the kid doesn't sleep in a crib?
Well,
in bed with you?
Some parents are weird and they do let their kids sleep in bed with them for way too long.
It's called like, not nesting. Who? Co-sleeping. Co-sleeping, yeah. Those people are weird.
Yeah.
We'll have to find one of those for a later pod.
We should find one to interview.
Meanwhile, it could be you in like 3 months.
No, we're past that. Edie never really slept in bed with us.
Okay.
She still sleeps in her crib, which is great. But at first, we got the Fisher-Price Rock and Play, which is kind of like a bassinet. It's like a lightweight rocker.
Okay.
Which we put next to our bed, and you're probably gonna do something similar.
That was the other thing I said. They said the upper baby, the bassinet, the kid can also sleep in there. They sell this expansion pack that like it's like legs for the bassinet, and you just strap the baby on there. Or there was like a pack and play that like I think we also have registered that like it also becomes a bed.
Yeah. So we have a pack and play which we use at like our in-laws and my parents.
Got it.
Which is fine. But I would say that the rock and play is really nice because they're kind of snugged up. They don't have like a lot of, it rocks and they don't have a lot of room to move around, which as you'll learn, like newborns like to be swaddled and enclosed kind of like they're in the womb. and as opposed to being in a crib, which is very expansive to them. So there's like a little too much freedom, and they won't be as comfortable as when they were.
Like the dog. Like the dog, we got a little house for him.
Like,
he needs a little house.
Like how Charlie likes his thunder jacket. Does he have a thunder jacket?
He has a thunder jacket. He likes his house more. He's got this little dog house.
You know how when dogs are a little nervous and they like to be. That's kind of the same idea of the thunder jacket.
So besides Pottery Barn, because I think you guys have a crib that we liked before we knew you guys had it. There's literally no. I think the only other place there's one other place I know that sells cribs, and it's that place Bellini, where it's like this Italian wood handmade, like totally gaudy. Like we walked into the store, and it was just like the beds were nicer than our own bed. Like it had headboards. It had like statues and angels like carved into the wood.
It sounds beautiful. Like, and you didn't buy it.
No, this is like it was like shit you'd find in like Donald Trump's bedroom. Like it was just like super gaudy. It was like super like out there, and it was also like it was the cost of like tuition.
Yeah,
it made no sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. Listen,
what other places besides Pottery Barn Kids and this Bellini can you go to?
There are a lot of places that you can go and get your crib. Amazon sells them. I'm not suggesting buying them on Amazon. We got ours at Pottery Barn Kids. There is a. I'm drawing a blank.
Restoration Hardware.
Well, Kate's saying Restoration Hardware.
Nah.
No. There is a store.
Sleepies?
Who do we get in a lot of fights with?
Bye Bye Baby?
No, not Bye Bye Baby. But Bye Bye Baby does sell cribs. Who do we get in a lot of fights with?
Oh, Land of Nod.
Land of Nod. That is another baby store.
I think I said this before, but I always thought it was a Christmas store before you guys had a kid.
Land of Nod?
Yeah. I thought it was like the Christmas store. Like I thought it said like Land of like Noel or something.
Oh yeah, Land of Nod kind of does nod. You know, it kind of sounds like a something from The Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the kids from Nod.
So it wasn't that bizarre.
No,
all right.
That makes sense. I see where your head is.
Number four on the buying guide, changing table.
Yeah, need.
So I think our plan is to get this thing that goes on top of a dresser. So technically, I guess we also need a dresser.
Yeah.
So now I guess that's really eight things that we need to buy for the kid.
Yeah, sure.
It's really just a changing table that can go on top of anything. I guess if you want to, you could put the changing table on top of your stove.
That is probably advisable, sure.
Possible.
Yeah.
But, like, the changing table is essentially... You don't need me.
You know all the things.
It's just, like a 2x4
it's like
and a 2x2, like, that you put the kid in and you just change the diaper and then you... Right? Isn't that what it is? It's just a thing that's going to hold the kid for, like, a minute.
For a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean... A changing table is essential.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to get the foam topper, as opposed to like actually buying a changing table, that's fine. Many people do that. I know a lot of people that bought that instead.
You're talking about the thing I'm saying with like putting it on a dresser.
Putting it on top of a dresser. Yeah. Okay. I mean, we got from Pottery Barn Kids the dresser with the addition of the changing table top. So when the baby doesn't need the changing table anymore, we can take the changing table addition off of it.
Okay.
And it's just a normal dresser.
Okay.
It's the same thing, essentially.
And then what I thought was sort of similar, because like it looks exactly the same, is like a thing that goes in the bathtub. So I guess it's like the changing table, but it's waterproof. It's like made of plastic, and you throw it in the bathtub. But I guess like it doesn't seem necessary unless you like... See, so my memories as a kid, I remember being washed... My parents lived on 83rd and 3rd for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
I really vividly...
There's probably nothing normal about your childhood, by the way. So
I vividly remember being bathed in a sink, like the kitchen sink. But it's also very possible I'm remembering when they'd throw the dog in the kitchen sink and like they were my siblings. Like I, as an only child, like those are the only things I knew as siblings.
Yeah, so much makes sense about that.
For me, like the bathing tub rinser, whatever you call it,
yeah.
Is like a maybe. Like
yeah, no.
You have a bathtub or a shower, you just throw the kid in this thing and then you hose it down, you wash it down, hose it down again.
Yeah, you just hose down your kid. No.
And it like holds them and it's waterproof.
So
I'm really not making this up. Like this is really, we went into the store
so
and they
you
showed
could,
this thing.
You can bathe your kid in a sink if you want for, you know, until they outgrow it. That's what we did when we went out to Maine for a week, is we used their big kitchen sink to wash Edie.
But like, what do you do with the kid? Like, What do you do? What did you do with her when you first got her home? What do you do with her now?
Well, I don't think they let you bathe her until like the umbilical cord falls out. Totally.
Well, that's like stuff for the baby nurse to deal with.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. So then, why you don't need me? Yeah.
Fire the baby nurse for 18 years.
Yeah. We had a tub, you know, she's propped up in it. It's this small whale-shaped tub,
right,
that we put within our bathtub. It's a lot easier to deal with than actually, like, putting her in the tub. It's like a seat. Exactly.
Okay.
Believe me, it makes her life a lot easier. Is it necessary? Like, spend the $50 or whatever the hell it is.
It's like $10. All right. I'm not saying, look, this is why it's on my list.
This is $10. A silly thing not to buy.
Right.
You register like for it. You don't need 10 of them.
One a month.
Eventually, she's going to grow out of it.
Right.
It's a no-brainer. It's going to make your life easier.
All right. And then the last thing I have on here is...
Is that six already?
Yeah, but then I have one more I want to add on there. So, layette, which I think it's just like undershirts and underwear. Basically, clothes they throw up in and you throw out.
Like instantly. Like the one-time wear?
My mom keeps on talking about this layette.
We didn't buy layette.
But like... Apparently, it's what the kid lives in for like 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 to 9 months, and then after that, she wears all Syracuse University Manny's t-shirts. So I don't know what the layette is, but apparently you need it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, your kid wears all gray, so maybe it's called the grayette. But
our kid does not wear all gray. First of all. Second of all, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
The kid comes home in the hospital gown, right? Or whatever it is for me, the hospital onesie, and you need more onesies.
You need a lot of onesies.
Right. There's 30 days in a month, 6 months, so that's 180 onesies.
You're not going to wash your clothes. You're just going to one-time wear, throw them out.
My question is, how much is a onesie?
You don't buy you buy like a 6-pack of onesies, like a lot of them.
Like undershirts,
but okay. They're onesies.
Right.
Yeah. So what's your point? Just buy a ton of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what the layout is. It's just undershirts and underwear for the baby.
Sure. Okay. So buy a ton of them.
So that's settled. So the layout is the number 6 item that
but
you need to buy.
But don't call it a layout, or nobody's going to know what the hell you're talking
layout,
about.
Layout? It's Wikipedia. I looked it up. I typed in layout. It said... clothing for baby.
The dads that listen aren't going to know nor care what a
layette
is.
And or crayette. Say the word. Dad hack tip number 3.
If you want a discount on all your layettes.
You know what, honey? We need to go shop for the layette this weekend before the baby comes. You're going to look like a superstar.
Done.
Look at that. And then, so the number 7 item, which I didn't have on my list, Nest Cam. You need some sort of camera to watch the baby. We're leaning towards getting the Nest, which I know you guys have one. They sell like a 3-pack.
They do.
We really only need 2, one for like the living room and one for like the kids' room. But I figured if we have a third one, we can like put it somewhere fun. Like I could put it on like we're moving into a new apartment. I could put it on like the patio or something and just like, I don't know, make sure there are no intruders during the day or like birds and things like that.
I mean, whatever you want to do. Nest Cam is actually like this really, really quality camera and we love it. And... had we done this all over again, maybe instead of buying a baby monitor, we would have just done the Nest because it syncs up to your phone so nicely.
Right.
You can watch it from wherever.
So you would say the Nest is better than the baby monitor?
It's a higher quality camera for sure. Okay. I mean, but the baby, we have like this whatever Motorola video monitor.
Does the Nest work in darkness?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. That's big good. Time darkness.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
And if you like pay the extra whatever a month, then you could like it'll archive all your footage and it's cool. Like you can push alerts. I mean, the good part about the Motorola is I don't have to worry about my phone. And if the baby's crying, like you just have the volume up on this thing and you'll hear it. As opposed to maybe if I had it on the Nest Cam, like I'd just get like a vibration that would said, "Oh, there's like been some sound detected. You want to check this out or it's nothing." So it's really personal preference. The Nest is a really cool camera, and it's really good technology. If you're thinking about doing the Nest Cam, maybe get a one Nest for like your living room. See if you like it, and then maybe transition it to the baby's room.
Okay. So What am I missing that I need to buy?
Okay, so much more.
Well, everything. The only thing I've written down so far is I need this umbrella stroller.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming Upa Baby just sells an umbrella, umbrella attachment that I can strap an umbrella to the top of it, but
okay. So like I could talk for like hours
but
about
I'm talking
what
like
you need.
Day one.
Day one.
Baby home from the hospital.
Yes.
What am I missing in my
just on a baseline.
Home?
So we discussed some sort of bassinet sleep apparatus. I don't know what you're thinking about going with. If you're thinking about using the Upa Baby bassinet attachment, that's in like a pinch, you could do that.
The pack and play. I forgot that should
okay,
be number
so pack
nine,
and play.
Eight, nine. Pack and play is on
you
there.
You could use a
I
pack and play.
It.
Okay. And we're not going to talk about like the non-furniture stuff. Like, you know, you need diapers. I don't know if you knew that, but babies
I've
use
heard,
diapers.
I've heard. I assumed Amazon would suggest I buy it the day the baby comes home.
Yeah.
And I would just say, click. Prime Now shows up an hour later.
So, I mean, we haven't even gotten into, and we don't need to discuss personal things like breastfeeding,
right.
But, like, you might want some bottles. And, like, one of the big mistakes...
Well, you need the bottles anyway, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
You just got to eat.
Right. So, one of the big mistakes... we had every bottle in the world. We had 1,000 bottles in our cabinets. We didn't sanitize them before we got home. So, none of the bottles were ready for her, which was, like, a huge mistake. And, like, listen, when you get dropped off from the hospital... It's a crazy experience. Like you're basically like, what the hell do I do now? Like,
right.
Oh my God. Like,
well,
they gave us this kid.
To,
they're like, oh my
the,
God, they gave us this kid? Like, why are they letting us leave with this kid?
But that's sort of why, like, we were very adamant in getting the baby nurse because it's sort of like she's the manual. Like, she'll tell us what we're not doing, what we're doing.
Yeah. No, that's going to be
something.
When
you say sanitize the bottles, you mean just put it in the dishwasher or there's like another step?
Yeah, like, you sterilize is the word I was
boil them?
Yeah, you boil them.
Right.
You boil them. We have this whole sterilizer machine that someone bought us. We haven't used it once.
Perfect.
They give us the sterilizing bags that you could throw in the microwave, but also we just like dishwash everything.
So, list of things you don't need: sterilizing kit,
sterilizing machine, giant machine that takes up
need
space.
Need the kit, don't need the machine.
You need the bottles.
Look at us, dad hack.
Dad hack. Right. So bottles are pretty important. And making sure that they're ready to go when the baby comes.
Okay. What else?
And if not, make sure that, I mean, Edie was like a mixture at first of breast milk and formula in the hospital. So they have these like ready to go, like 4 ounce or even 2 ounce, I don't even remember the size of them, bottles. You basically crack them open, ready to drink. There's like a little nipple on it. Boom. Don't need to do anything else. Ready like that. I suggest having like a pack of them. It'll put you at ease a little bit.
Bottles.
Like
adding.
Like the ready to drink, either Similac or Enfamil, whatever. We bought whatever they gave us in the hospital, which happened to be Similac, but all the hospitals are different.
Okay. Anything else that they need on day one?
Burp cloths.
So like part of the layout. That's layout.
Okay. You're throwing terms around that I don't know.
If it's an item of clothing, it's layout.
It's not an article. It's not an article of clothing.
They're talking about a bib.
A burp cloth.
This is something you wear.
No. You don't wear it. You put it over you because this kid's going to vomit a ton.
Got it. Okay.
It's just going to be throwing up. Drink, throw up.
So I need my own layout to throw clothes out when the kid throws up on me.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
I mean, we use swaddle blankets as burp cloths, but also swaddle blankets. And we'll teach you how to swaddle a kid properly. Also, they'll show you in the hospital, and you'll be really bad at it at first, but then eventually you'll get it figured out, and then you're going to feel like some super dad for being able to swaddle your kid properly.
Well, that's why you're here. We're going to have an episode on swaddling. How to swaddle.
I'll teach you. I'll swaddle your ass.
It'll be hard to show on a pod and teach other people
it
how
would.
To swaddle via voice.
That's it. But they'll get the gist of a swaddle. All
right.
And just like I explained, being in the rock and play, how they don't have any room to move around, they're kind of made to feel like they're back in the womb and very enclosed. And then they'll sleep a little better.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. You know, that's why... That's why I'm here.
Feel free to buy any of these things for us.
Yeah. Listen, you should put your registry on the website. And
ideally,
then,
I mean, there was an order of cost, so if you want to buy us the stroller, core seat, and crib, be much appreciated. We'll take cash also if you'd rather do that. But bathtub rinser. You want to give us that $10, that's cool too.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no, of course. I'm right. Looking forward to the next episode. You got a lot of good questions. I got a lot of good answers, I hope.
We'll see you guys next time.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
This has been Dads in a Pod with Mover and Wiseman.